Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll and Mooring. I'm your host, David Robbins, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. Because we at Kroll held our annual 2-day OUNSA Prevention Series seminar, or OOPS, in D.C. last week, this podcast covers 3 weeks of developments, but it shouldn't run long. It hasn't been a terrifically active 3 weeks. On April 24th, speaking at the Ethics and Compliance Initiative annual conference, Attorney General Sessions spoke about the Department of Justice's continued focus on investigating and prosecuting corporate fraud, bribery, public corruption, organized crime, trade secret theft, and other white-collar crimes. But he noted the importance of remedial measures in the department's prosecution decisions, such as the adequacy of compliance programs, as well as cooperation, self-disclosure, and remediation. So for those watching and listening to General Sessions' comments for indications of where enforcement priorities are going to be in the future, this is a pretty good window into the current DOJ thinking. GAO issued GAO report 17460 entitled Data Act, Office of Inspector General Reports Help Identify Agencies' Implementation Challenges. This is interesting because it was in the news just today as Congress is calling on agencies to speed up implementation of the Data Act. And this report, this GAO report, and the referenced IG reports that underlie it discuss the status of agency implementations, if you will. In this particular report, the 30 different OIG reviews of the Data Act compliance were covered, and findings were among these agencies. There were varying expectations about the ability and readiness to meet the requirements, and confirmed that 26 agencies had challenges in meeting those requirements. Now, as a reminder, the Data Act, among other things, is aimed at making information on federal expenditures more easily accessible and transparent, and this GAO audit suggests we have a bit of a ways to go before that becomes a reality. President Trump also added to his series of executive orders that may impact contractors with Executive Order 13794 on the establishment of the American Technology Council, responsible for coordinating the, quote, vision, strategy, and direction, unquote, of the government's use of information technology, with a focus on transforming and modernizing IT within the government. Moving on to notable case law, in Walters v. Kimpton Hotel and Restaurant Group, LLC, the District Court for the Northern District of California found that following a data breach, plaintiffs plausibly alleged that data had been stolen and that it was taken in a manner that suggested that data would be misused. And that was enough to survive a motion to dismiss. This case demonstrates that plaintiffs in data breach suits may survive motions to dismiss for lack of standing, even where they are yet unable to demonstrate a concrete, imminent harm. GAO issued 2 organizational conflict of interest bid protest decisions of note recently. In Department of Veterans Affairs reconsideration, B number is 412187.2, and in APT Research, Inc., B number 413731.2. In each, GAO noted that sufficient facts existed to give rise to a potential impaired objectivity OCI, but the record did not reflect a robust government analysis of the mitigation plans. These cases are helpful reading for those of us interested in this area because they demonstrate the types of potential OCIs for which GAO expects to see meaningful and documented analyses by agencies. And perhaps last but not least, the Securities and Exchange Commission charged 2 former L3 Technologies executives for accounting violations that led to the company improperly recognizing $17.3 million in revenue from a U.S. Army contract. This summarized from press release and public reports. This has been the Fastest 5 Minutes, brought to you by Kroll and Mooring. See you again in 2 weeks. If you have any questions, in the meantime, I can be reached at 202-624-2627, and Peter will be back to co-host with me then. Have a good day.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll and Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.